they withdrew.
They withdrew. You're all set. Thank you.
But rest of the day.
Number six.
Number seven just arrived.
Number seven arrived? Okay. All right. Case number six, 23-022.
The appellant was here, correct, Nancy? For six?
He just, that was him, he just showed up. Number six, no, number six.
I thought I had the appellant.
Six is here.
Yeah, six is here.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it's 23-022.
Yes.
Good morning, folks. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name, indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Detective Michael Evangelisti, E-V-A-N-G-E-L-I-S-T-I, with the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection Division of State Police.
Thank you, Detective. Detective, we have in the record a foreign order from New York ending in 2026.
Correct.
What is that order?
It's full no contact, protective order.
Gotcha. Okay, sir, a protective order works much like a felony. While you have a protective order, you're disqualified from possessing firearms, so we would not be permitted to grant your appeal while that protection order is in place, which we have through 4/19/2026. You're aware of that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you basically have the same options that the previous two appellants have. You can proceed with your appeal knowing that we most likely would call a vote and deny your appeal because we don't have the authority to grant it. Or you can withdraw your case. It would behoove you to wait to seek reinstatement. I don't know what the status of your permit is, when it's going to expire, but essentially, we would not be able to grant any appeal until that order is lifted, which right now it looks like it's not going to happen until 2026.
Understood.
Okay, so do you want to proceed with your appeal or withdraw the case?
I would like to withdraw until 2026.
Okay. All right. The withdrawal is noted at 10:23 a.m. Thank you and best of luck to you, sir.
Thank you.